Hello and welcome to The Gaming Duel, where friendships are built through gaming. We're your hosts, Kelvin and Rob, and if you're joining us for the first time, first off, thank you for tuning in. We're the podcast that keeps you, the gamers, up to date on the latest news and speculations about the gaming industry. Rob, how you doing?
Doing good, man. Doing good. It's Friday. Happy days. We did it. Made it to the weekend. 1 week from now, we will be at PAX East, which will be really, really dope.
Oh, my God. The closer we get, the more excited I'm just getting. Just of all the possibilities and all the things that we're excited and expected to do. Our emails are just getting blown up with all these, you know, potential interviews that we can do. And it's just a fun time, man.
Yeah. Again, same thing. As we get closer, I'm getting more and more pumped. Also, love that. It's my favorite beer, Dos Equis.
It's your favorite beer? Really?
It's my favorite, like, go-to. Like, if yeah. I, like, just, like, light, easy, I could make it sexy with a lime and, you know. But
it's my second go-to. My first go-to, obviously, is just Corona. Like, I love drinking Coronas. But then, if I don't have a Corona, Dos Equis, where it's at, you know?
Dos Equis, where it's at. Sorry, the green one, not the brown one. The lager?
Yeah, the green one. Yeah, the lager.
The amber lager.
It's okay. It's fine, but I like the green one better. Rob, any new games? No? Nothing?
No, just Final Fantasy, as always. It's always Final Fantasy. That's all we're going to... That's gonna be my game for the next, like, I'd say three more weeks, I'd say. Yeah, I haven't really been playing much other than that. But I am seeing Stellar Blade, and that's kind of piquing my attention. But I'm like, ooh, it's like Stellar Blade and Dragon's Dogma.
I bet it is.
Dragon's Dogma looks good too, man.
I don't even want to touch that game. I'm not even looking at it because I know I'm going to be tempted. Based off of what I've seen already, I'm like, ooh, that looks kind of cool. Nope, not doing it. Nope, closing my eyes, turning away. Like, I just don't want to get excited for that game.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good.
So you're getting it? Is that what you're saying? You're going to get it?
I don't know if I'm going to get it. I don't think I'm getting it day one, but we'll see where I'm at with Final Fantasy. If I'm like done with it by the time that game comes out, which I won't be. But when does Dragon's Dogma actually come out? Dragon's Dogma. Is it this month or next month?
I think it's this month.
Let's see when it comes out. Let's see, guys. March 22nd. So it comes out.
Oh, like next week.
Next week, though. Nope, not doing that. So, all right.
Yeah, that's a rough one. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Guys, if you do get a chance to play Dragon's Dogma, let us know how it is because we want to maybe try it out and see. But let's get into the Daily Duo news for this week here.
The Daily Duo.
Oh, my God. I was expecting something ridiculous. The Daily Duo news here. First up on the Daily Duo, Baldur's Gate 3 was the number one played game on Steam Deck. Valve notes that its list doesn't just count games that are officially Steam Deck verified. For example, Powered and Grand Theft Auto 5 are both on the list and both are listed as playable rather than verified. The most played Steam Deck game in the past 12 months are Baldur's Gate 3, Vampire Survivors, Dave the Diver, Hogwarts Legacy, Elden Ring, Power World, Cyberpunk 2077, Grand Theft Auto 5, Stardew Valley, which I feel like Stardew Valley and Red Dead Redemption 2. Stardew Valley, is it just that they release a patch or something or like a DLC that just made it come back up? Because I feel like I'm hearing about this game so much now.
Yeah, that we actually covered it. The guy sent out a pretty big, decent sized chunk patch the other day update. I think
so. That's what caused. You know, that's what caused, you know, it being back on the news?
Not really. The game is just a super popular game. It's just people love Stardew Valley. It's just that, you know, farmer sim type of game. It's kind of like Animal Crossing and Harvest Moon, but like, you know, but back to like the old days, like the Super Nintendo days, you know what I mean? With that type of graphics. It's just, I know it's a really good game. I just haven't got super into it yet. So
I definitely got more insight when I was reading Blood, Sweat, and Pixels, and that was a phenomenal, you know, chapter. So that was cool, and I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I get it, you know. But I've just never seen this title pop up anywhere in like, you know, like number one list or anything like that, or any conversation at that. And all of a sudden, now that I'm reading Blood, Sweat, and Pixels, that we've covered it once on the podcast, I'm just seeing it more and more often. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty, pretty so pretty, pretty hefty game, pretty decent list here. Rob, what do you think? Anything that spikes your interest? What do you think about this list?
Steam Deck games, huh? There's a few in here that are pretty graphically extensive. So like Cyberpunk on there is pretty graphically extensive. You're probably not going to get a ton of hours. So I'm curious. That's surprising to me that Cyberpunk is on this, because when I was running Cyberpunk on my Steam Deck, it didn't run like amazing. It ran okay, right? Yeah. So I guess that's fine. But I could definitely Hogwarts Legacy is actually a big surprise to me that it's number four. That's wild. I thought that game like fizzled and died.
Really?
Right? Like, yeah. Like after it came
out,
it
was the best selling game last year. So I don't know, man. People love that game.
Yeah, I have it on my PS5, unfortunately, so I can't really take it. I guess with remote play, I could take it on the go with me. I do have to get back into it. Maybe during like Halloween time next year. Maybe I'll get like Harry Potter out. Maybe. We'll see.
It wasn't a bad game. It just didn't do anything spectacular, you know?
Just for us.
Take away the, you know, the Harry Potter theme kind of, and you just got yourself another RPG. That's what I've been told. I don't know. I played like an hour of it. So, and then Red Dead Redemption 2 being on this list is kind of interesting to me, right? Because, I mean, a phenomenal game, but it's several years old. I feel like, Grand Theft Auto 5 is here too, but Grand Theft Auto 5 is in its own, like,
yeah, league, it's always, right? It's always going to be there. Yeah.
So interesting to see that Red Dead's still here. I love Red Dead, man. I wish I loved Red Dead 2 as much as I did Red Dead 1, you know?
People say maybe Red Dead
that's
2
a game
better.
That I'll go. Yeah, it just the cumbersome and like clunky controls just didn't do it for me. And I can't say that because I was like almost halfway done with the game. But so I put in a lot of hours in there, but I just never went back. And I'm really hoping for like a remaster of some sort, like just an upgrade or something that would kind of run better and maybe tweak some of the controls. I would 100% get back in there and try it out again. But yeah. All right. Now, Rob, this one's, to me, just kind of came out of nowhere. And this is like right up your alley here. Shadows of the Damned is getting a remaster called Shadows of the Damned. Hella remastered.
Love that.
A new trailer for the game revealed the new title and also revealed that Grasshopper CEO Suda51 will be attending PAX East 2024, where he will be playing attendees at blackjack and will be giving them Shadows of the Damned rewards if they can beat him. Shadows of the Damned was originally released in June 2011 on PS3 and 360. Rob, I remember you played this game and you had praise. You praised this game.
Right? I never played this game. I don't think I ever beat this game ever. I don't think I ever beat it. I don't think I ever played this game.
I don't believe you. I think you did.
I don't think I did. I don't. And if I did, it is a very, very, very suppressed memory because I remember the game. But I
remember you telling me how awesome this game is, unless you were just giving me your like outside impressions.
I don't remember anything from this game at all. I don't remember anything about this game. I remember
you to go on
like
PS5 right now and see if you have any trophies for this thing.
No,
it must have been on PS5.
It would be 360.
Oh, you mean PS5. 360 boy. If you Xbox. Played it on your PS3, you would have trophies, so it would still show.
2011, they had trophies. They did.
Yeah,
by that time.
But you were a 360 boy, so yeah. Damn,
I don't remember playing it. But it's really cool that like where you can meet the developer if we want to at Suda51, and I think if you beat him at blackjack, he'll give you a pin. Like a Shadow of the Damned pin.
All right. You know how to play blackjack?
Yeah.
All right. So you need to.
You want me to win for you? Okay. Okay. Yeah, okay.
Please.
Okay.
Because I would lose terribly.
So yeah,
I don't know, man. I'm pretty sure you played this game, but it could be me, but I'm pretty sure you did. I remember you giving me some impressions on this game and just telling me how badass it is. I don't know.
It's a shooter. I'm pretty sure the guy's last name is Garcia. I'm pretty sure the guy's name in the game.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
Shadow of the Damned, main character of the Damned. Main character. All right.
If you don't know, guys, Rob's last name is Garcia.
His first name is, ready? Garcia Hotspur. No. Swear to God.
Okay.
Swear to God.
I'll take it.
Oh, this game does look familiar. How come I don't remember it?
It's just suppressed. You have a suppressed memory, man. I get it. It happens to me all the time.
I guess I did play this game. I remember the gun. I remember the skull gun.
Yes. Yeah. You were telling me about this game, and I remember vividly of like all the little things that you were saying, like how this game reminds you of like Devil May Cry, and how like you mentioned the skull gun, like that was cool. I think there's a skull that talks to you, like a little homie with you, like you have somebody, like the gun talks to you or something. I don't know.
Let me look at some trailers here.
Yeah, go for it. While you do that, guys, if you are enjoying this episode, rate us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, drop a review, and remember to follow us on all social media platforms. Be part of the Gaming Duo community by joining our Discord server, where friendships are built through gaming. Fun times. We've talked about this game in the Discord, chatting here and there, and Rob still does not believe that he's played this game.
I think I played it. I think I did it right. So
pretty sure. Yeah, pretty sure. That's funny. But yeah, it's coming back. Why would they bring this game back? It's so odd. You know, like I feel like it's just like a weird game to like, hey, remaster, you know?
Yeah, I wonder if it's gonna be like $40 or full price. Probably $40-$50. I hope. $30.
They're like aiming for a sequel?
Maybe. But right. We're gonna go to the booth and find out ourselves and
we'll
play.
So. We'll talk to Grasshopper CEO and see.
Yep.
Rob, let's get back into the news. Can you tell us the last piece of news for the week?
Yeah, so there's been some craziness happening around Star Wars Battlefront Classic Collection. It is a collection that contains remasters of Battlefront 1 and Battlefront 2, which were pretty highly acclaimed games at the time when they released for PlayStation and Xbox. It had been met with some bad press due to the game not being able to play with your friends. The whole premise of the Battlefront games was so you could play multiplayer with your friends. So basically, this tweet from Seb at Seb Baku addresses what's basically going on. So there were 10,000 people playing on launch night. This game came out March 14th. It only has three servers that have 64 slots for a total of 200 players. The game literally could only support 200 players at a time at launch. So basically, if you're not one of those 200 players that booted up the game, you didn't get to play. And it was $35. So that sucks. That's worse than Helldivers.
Yeah, oh, for sure. 100%.
But like a million miles. Yeah.
Now, I must have missed this news. Did this game come out today? Was this something that released today? Or
I think it came out today. Yeah, to the 14th. Yeah. Well, yesterday, because today's Friday. But
yes. Interesting.
Yeah. Imagine only having server capacity for only 200 people to play your game on multiplayer. That's insane.
That has to be fixed soon, though. That can't be
I feel like that's not like they didn't mean for that to happen.
Right. Like that was a mistake. Someone messed up somehow, you know.
There's no way they're like, no one's going to play. Only 200 people are going to play this game. Like, there's no way.
See, and this like, is the thing. Just... So, and I'm sorry if I'm oblivious to this, but what perks do you get by purchasing the collector's edition? Like, you get 1 and 2. You get both of them, right?
It's just a collection. It's just a remaster, basically. It's updated graphics.
So nothing crazy. So my question is, I just went to like EA's website. You can just buy Battlefront 2 right now if you wanted to, you know?
Yeah, it comes to 1 and 2, this one.
Right, but like you can just buy, like you can play the original one. You know, it's a Xbox One title. You can play it and buy it. And it, granted, it's an older title, PS4, Xbox One, but it came out in 2019, right? So not too bad. My point is, why don't you just play that? Like, what's the point of this collector's edition besides combining them together and having all those issues, right, alongside the launch day of like having, like, you know, getting issues with the servers? Like, just play the original game.
I think that because these are...
Is that like ignorant to say?
Yeah, I think they're remasters. It says, we learned here, it's a remastered port combo of Star Wars Battlefront 1 and Battlefront 2. First release in 2004, 2005. So if you're playing the one, you're saying you're playing the old ass version of it. You're not playing the new remastered version. The classic collection has the remastered versions of the game on there.
So what's this called? Star Wars Battlefront 2 Celebration Edition that came out on Xbox One back in 2019. Isn't that, that a remaster of the original one? You know what I mean?
I don't know if that's, I don't know what you're looking at. I don't know if that is an actual remaster, but it seems like this is the remaster of a remaster. You know what I'm trying to say?
That's what I'm trying. Yeah, exactly. So it's like, it's just weird. It's just a weird, it's just weird.
Yeah. I don't know what you're looking at. What is it called? What is it? Battlefront.
It's the Xbox One version, the Star Wars Battlefront 1 Celebration Edition.
Celebration Edition. And it came out recently?
No, it came back, it says 2017 on Steam. 2019 on Xbox One, it said on the Xbox.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, yeah. Does it run anymore? Is the multiplayer even running? Like, could you like boot that up and those other servers up and running? So I don't know if that's even the case.
Yeah. So, I mean, these are just questions that I'm just asking at the forefront. Like, I'm not, me not knowing anything about this at the moment. Like, I understand the servers are hit and I understand people have purchased this. Doesn't, you know, it's still a shitty situation and I understand that people are upset about it. I'm just saying, like, hey, like was this necessary, right, for EA to release this? Especially with the way it's running right now. Like, is that something that they didn't foresee happening, you know?
Okay, so I got it. So there, it's because it's a remastered version of Battlefront 2. That Battlefront 2, the one you're talking about, the Celebration Edition, that's not a remaster. That's it's not, that's the, it's the old version. Yeah. It's, no, it's just the old version of it. It's just the original version of the game.
Right.
Is basically what Battlefront 2 is. So it just has all the DLC and all the crap behind it, right? So these, this classic collection is a remaster of that. So it's obviously going to look better. It's going to play better. So that's the lure to people that get that. Yeah, that makes sense.
Gotcha. Makes sense. Cool. Yeah, man. That sucks. Hopefully they fix it soon. You know,
weird launch game. 200 people.
Damn. Play. Guys, that wraps up this week's gaming news. Please check out our website, thegamingduopod.com, where we have all our episodes. We have all our YouTube videos. We have merch there. Go check it out if you are interested. A big shout out and thank you to all of our listeners. Again, make sure to review, share, like, subscribe, and get notified on all of our gaming content heading your way. We'll be back next week for your gaming news. Until next time.
Until next time, guys. Adios.